Good morning, radio listeners. Hey, well, this is Brother Johnny, the altar call program, and I want to thank you so much for taking a few minutes of your time on this high and holy day, Resurrection Sunday of the Son of God, to be able to tune in this old-fashioned Baptist country preacher. I want to thank you so much for taking a few minutes of your time, and I hope and pray that you've already made plans to go to attend the house of God this morning, to go and find you an old-fashioned Baptist church that preaches the gospel to men just like it is. Amen. That's the only kind that I think that it'll be, that'll get the job done. And so I hope this morning that you've already got found one that you've I might have decided to go to this morning, that you'll pack up those kids and get them ready to attend the church service this morning. I hope and pray for your preachers. I hope and pray that you preachers up on the side of my voice listen to broadcast. I hope and pray that you're fired up this morning. I hope and pray that you've got a message direct from heaven. I listen not out of a little old sermon book, but I mean something directly with a touch of God on it that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God touched you during the night and give you something. Now, my friend, if you're a preacher up on the side of my voice and you're already at 7 o'clock in this morning, maybe you've already been out for one of those sunrise services, met in the cemetery or somewhere, the first thing is you ought to be ashamed of yourself, and I hope you get 1,000 sand fleas up under your armpits, amen, and the bird of paradise flies up your nose, amen, because you know that's Catholic, amen, you know that's of the devil 100%. Sunrise services is for the sun god, not for the son of God. And so I hope that you didn't get involved in all that junk. Amen, amen. I really believe that. Now, if you want to be an old-fashioned preacher with a touch of God on you, you know you got to jump that carnal junk, that Catholic stuff, and get rid of it. Amen. Just tell the truth like it is. And listen, I mean, that's the only thing that's going to get the job done. You know, preachers, you know I'm telling you the truth now. Amen. I'm just trying to help you. You know I'm telling you the truth now. And if you're planning on having an Easter egg hunt, amen, amen. The thing about it is, if you're a pastor up on the side of my voice, and you listen to me, and you have, listen, if you have sanctioned at your church to have an Easter egg hunt, bless God, you know what they ought to do? They ought to tie you to the pulpit, take the eggs, amen, and listen, and like casting stones at you and pelt you real good with them, amen, because you know that's a bunch of junk. Listen, that's all the devil, amen, that's all that junk is. You know that Easter egg hunting. In fact, if you really want to be a blessing and really have an Easter egg hunt, I'll tell you what you ought to do. Now, listen to me. Now, I've been up in your area. I preached up in there. And I passed all around Radford and up through there, and I seen some chicken houses up in there. If you really want to be a blessing on Easter service or for Resurrection Sunday, I hate to even call it Easter, but for Resurrection service, what you need to do, once you go out there and volunteer some of your time, picking up some of those eggs for those chicken growers out there in the hills out there, amen, and listen, amen, and God will bless you a whole lot more than that, amen, that you go around with a heathenistic holiday picking up eggs out there and call that a Christian holiday. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Where in the name of God do you get a bunny rabbit in their Easter egg and call it Resurrection Sunday to celebrate the death and burial and the resurrection of the Son of God? Amen. I believe you say, well, Brother Johnny, you don't believe in having Easter baskets? Well, the only kind of basket I ever read about is right after the Apostle Paul got saved in Acts chapter 9 and verse 25. Bless God, when he began to preach and he got it so hot on them, the disciples had to let him over the wall in a basket. Now, bless God, this Sunday morning, if you get it so hot that the church members get mad and they got to slip you out the side window out there and put you in a basket, that's all right to carry that kind of basket, but that other bunch of Catholic junk, amen, you need to throw it out the window, amen, 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 Brother John is just trying to tell you the truth, amen. Now, you say, Brother Johnny, where in the world you get all that? I got it out of the Bible, amen, I got it out of the Bible, amen. I had a guy ask me a while back, said, Brother Johnny, what do you think about Good Friday? I said, amen. I think every Friday is Good Friday whenever you get a paycheck on Friday. Amen. That's Good Friday because, let me, Brother John, tell you something up on the side of my voice. Christ was not crucified on a Friday. Christ was crucified on a Wednesday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But, my friend, listen, in this day and time, we've commercialized everything that there is that God is holy and left us something, and we've made a joke and a fun out of it. I was telling one of the brothers the other day, I was in a church the other day, that this Sunday they're going to have the 30-piece silver offering for a special thing in the church. Isn't that an abomination to take the what Christ was sold for 30 pieces of silver and everybody cash in their dollar bills and get 30 pieces of silver and carry it, amen, to give it some peanut head preacher, amen, amen. I'm just trying to tell you the truth, amen. Now listen, I've got lots of things I want to say today. Very seldom do I ever play a song, but I got a special song that I want to play by a friend of mine that's done gone and been on with the Lord. But I've been playing this song for years, and it's really been a blessing. And I've got a special thought that I'd like to. I was thinking about a message I'd like to preach this morning on Jesus, your daddy saying, come on home. But then I got to thinking, well, there's lots of messages that a man could preach being Resurrection Sunday. A man could preach on Pilate himself about how he canceled all the leaves of his military to stand there to guard this tomb of this one lowly Nazarene. Oh, I thought of that. I thought, well, maybe I could just preach a message on that centurion that said there and said, truly, this was the Son of God. I thought, well, maybe I could preach about the two thieves. Why, at first, the Bible said that in the same teeth, in other words, in the same agreement, that how that they lashed on Christ. But what happened at the end? Why did one of those the thieves turn to Christ and ask him to remember him when he entered into the kingdom? I can tell you why. I'm not even going to preach on that. But the reason he did that is because after he began to decide with the other thief, railing and making accusations against Christ, my friend, did you know right after that, when he heard Jesus say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, now you know that that's what got that old thief say, the sweetest thing you ever heard in your life is the words, I forgive. And that come from the lips of the Son of God. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And amen. That old thief knew that there had to be something different about the Lord Jesus Christ. So I could have preached on the thieves, and I thought, well, I could have preached on the nails that they've nailed into his hands and his feet. Then I thought I could have preached on the sign painter that day that painted that sign. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. And then I thought I could have preached about the florist of that day, that when Pilate called the florist that day to order something, he didn't call that day to order a regular funeral spray for the Son of God. No, I believe, amen, that day when he ordered for the florist, I believe, bless God, that he ordered a big crown of thorns. I believe that, amen. Amen. But there's lots of things that I could have preached on. But my friend, I want to tell you something before I play my song, before I get started to the message morning. I want you to listen, Brother Johnny. I want you to listen what I'm trying to tell you. I know that there's lots of folk up under the sound of my voice that you might not understand this saying of the resurrection, about Jesus Christ being rising from the dead. But my friend, I want you to know, if you know anything about your Bible, if you've ever heard anything about it, I want you to know that nothing never stayed dead in the presence of Christ. Every time that he went to a funeral, he broke it up, like the widow of Nain when he went to the funeral of his best friend Lazarus. Amen. And my friend, I want you to know that this man, that because he had the power over death, hell, and the grave, and he resurrected from the dead himself, he's got the power to resurrect me and you. And my friend, and you can believe him, and you can believe what this old book says about him. My friend, can I give you just a little something before we voice our song and before we ever get to our message? Did you know, amen, to show you how God so put this Bible together, did you know that over 700 years before the Lamb of God was even born into this world, before Jesus, was ever conceived of a virgin, did you know that God said over 700 years before that he gave a weather forecast that would happen the very day that his son would die? That's in Amos chapter 8 and in verse 9. And the Bible said, and it shall come to pass in the last day, saith the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in a clear day. My friend, I want you to know, if you don't know this, Christ went on that cross at 9 o'clock in the morning, at 12 o'clock in the day, just what Amos said, that it went as black as sackcloth until 3 o'clock that afternoon. And I told some people here a while back, I believe that during that darkness there on the old planet Earth here, I believe that if somebody would have felt something, they thought it would have raindrops. I said, I wouldn't doubt it all a bit. Well, glory to God, if it wouldn't be God himself a-weeping and a-crying over what he had to do to bruise his own son for you and me, my friend. But not only that, not only 700 years before Christ come, did God give the weather forecast, but my friend, 740 years before that, God told the place of his birth. Not only that, but my friend, 483 years before that, God told the time of his birth. He told the place. He told the time. He told him he'd be born of a virgin. Not only that, but he told 700 years exactly that he would be rejected by his own people. Not only that, but 500 years before that, the Bible declared that he would be sold for 30 pieces of silver. Not only that, but 500 years in the same book of Zechariah, he said that the money would be returned to the potter's field. Just exactly what happened. Not only that, but the Bible said 400 years, and the prophet Isaiah said that he would be be smitten, that he would be spat upon. And not only that, but the Bible said in Isaiah chapter, and listen to Isaiah chapter 53, listen, that he would be crucified with sinners 450 years before he was ever born in this world. Boy, when I begin to think about that, about how that the Bible prophesied and told the place he would be born, Bethlehem, how that it told of the time that he would be born, the exact day and time. I remember my wife become expectant for our first child in the state of Louisiana. There was no money in Louisiana, and I had to go work over in Texas to be able to support my family. And I can remember it just like yesterday. I always said, I want my children all to be born in Louisiana, because me being born a Cajun, I said, I want my kids to all be born in Louisiana. But you know, listen, what I always said, but you know, I always thought I had plenty of time, that I could predict the very day and the very place that I wanted my child born. But just, you know, about a month and a half early, that little girl come forth in Houston, Texas. Amen. Everything that I wanted didn't do it. But as God made a promise in the exact time, the exact place, and the exact way, well, glory to God, that he would be born. He was born that day. My friend, I got to get on here. I want to play my song to you about my friend. He's done passed on and gone on. Amen. And listen, I hope that you'll like this Easter song. Amen. And I hope that it be a blessing to you. My good friend of mine that's done gone to be with the Lord, that now so glad that he wrote and sings this song. May God bless you as you listen to this song. Sing it, boy. Oh, thank you. Yeah, let it rip. Yeah, tell them what happened, boy. The Lord has gone away, yeah.
The angel said, I know who.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh, for he is risen this year. She heard him say.
What did he say? Tell him what he said. Tell him, boy.
Oh, the Lord is gone. Oh, the truth is gone. You see that? Your father's eye.
Yeah, say it out. He is defeated, boy. Yeah.
He is forevermore.
Listen, fellas. Listen. My friend, I hope you listen to that last part. Amen. He lives forevermore. My friend, the greatest news I got for you up on the side of my voice, if you're not saved, you can meet him here this morning here on the altar call program by simple childlike faith. You know how you do it? You say, God, I've never trusted you. And God, this resurrection morning, the morning that we celebrate is the day that you rose from the dead. God, could you set me free? Could you turn me loose to serve you and let me trust you and go to the house of God that I might be something that something might be new made of my life? My life's been a wreck and a miserable that I've reared everything I've ever touched in my life. And God, can you help me and save me right now? My friend, whether you're driving down the road, you might be in jail. You might be living in some little apartment house somewhere. I don't know. You might be a discouraged lady. That's why I didn't even get to preach my message this morning. Oh, Jesus, come home. Your daddy said, come home. But you might be there this morning. You might not know how to be saved. The Bible said in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Say, God, forgive me a sinner. Hey, why don't you do this? People all the time ask, say, Brother Johnny, has God got any signs? Well, I know of a sign he's got over in Radford, Virginia. It says, welcome to the New River Baptist Church. I don't know how we're living. Why don't you go down there this morning and be with those folks at the New River Baptist Church? May God bless you till next Sunday, Brother Johnny. Prayers will be traveled for the Lord. Next Sunday, Brother Johnny.